Praise the Lord and welcome to the telecast again this week. This is Brother Paxton. And you know, the Lord has laid on my heart just this week to just read a few scriptures of encouragement and to tell you as a Christian, as a Bible believer, as one who believes in the message of the cross of Calvary, to not be discouraged by the things that you see taking place in the world around about you. We're coming into some very hard and difficult times. Everything from the threat of terror to financial disruptions, inflation, prices that are skyrocketing, you name it. We're coming into a time where the heart, if we're not careful, the heart of man can be gripped by fear. And I want you to know and understand, first of all, that it is never God's will for you and I to be captivated by a spirit of fear. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we can face the challenges of 2010 and beyond with the power of God, with the love of God, and with a God-given sound mind that we can make the choices and the decisions that we need to make, not only to survive, but to thrive in the kingdom of Jesus Christ in these last of the last days. And so, that having been said, let's look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's start with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy, hallelujah, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away. That fades not away. Praise God. Everything on earth, all of our money, all of our popularity, all of our fame and fortune will fade away. It will pass with the using. But this inheritance, glory to God that we have in Jesus, this inheritance, because of what Jesus did at the cross and because of the fact that He was raised again on the third day and He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever alive to make intercession for you and for me, this inheritance will never be corrupted. It will never fade away. It will never pass away. Praise God. The world is totally changeable. But what I have in Jesus, what you have in Jesus today, does not change. Hallelujah. You know, God doesn't change. He never changes. He never changes. He's not up in heaven here in 2010. The Lord is not in heaven wondering if He's going to have to put the angels on Medicare. He's not up there in glory today in 2010 passing out food stamps. God never changes. Hallelujah. All of the wealth and all of the resources of this world belong to Him. He knows how to get it to you and me. Praise God. If we'll have faith in what Jesus did for us at the cross. I want to tell you something today. There is no limit to what God can do in your life. Now, did you hear me, neighbor? There is no limit to what God will do in your life. There's no limit to the blessings He can give you, to the deliverance He can give you, to the miracles, to the prosperity that God can give you. If you'll put your faith in what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. We have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. This carries the idea that God is guarding our inheritance and it's under His constant surveillance. Now, This is. There's two things we could say about this. I just got through telling you that there's no limit to what God can do for the believer who will exercise faith. And remember, we've told you many times, we're speaking of faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. Not just an ambiguous faith, but faith in Jesus Christ upon the cross. There's no limit to what God will do for you right here in the here and now on this earth as you live your life and as you walk on a daily basis with the Lord. God will give you miracles. God will give you blessings. God will give you prosperity. There's no limit to what He will do for you. But also, and I really am persuaded to believe that the greater and the bigger meaning and the grander scope of this promise from the Word of God pertains to the inheritance that we have in heaven, that no matter what happens to us down here, you see, there's some down here that have terrible things happen to them in their earthly life. But this inheritance that's laid up in glory for you, no matter what happens to you here, that can never be taken from you. That which God has prepared for you in heaven can never be taken from you. Let me tell you something. When you get to heaven, cancer is not going to be ravaging your body. When you get to heaven, you're not going to see hospitals and prisons there. When you get to heaven, you're not going to see long lines of people with terrible disturbances. Because God is guarding the inheritance incorruptible of His people, praise God. So down here, you know, we might find ourselves in any number of situations. You know, down here, we might lose some of this world's goods. Down here, we might miss a meal or two. Down here, we might be incarcerated. Or we might have a sickness or a disease, and for whatever reason, God may choose not to intervene. But hallelujah to the Lamb forever. When the believer gets to glory, when the believer gets into the presence of Jesus, forever and forever and forever, that believer will be enjoying the perfectness of the blessing that God has designed specifically for them. Praise God. Verse 4, 1 Peter 1, 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept? You who are kept. You are kept by the power of God through faith. This refers to the Holy Spirit exerting His power on our behalf, as our faith is ever placed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Now let me read that all again, verses 4 and 5. This is a powerful promise for the times we're living in. This is a word of encouragement to our hearts today, given what we're seeing here in our own country of America in 2010. We're seeing things happen that I never thought I'd live to see the day. But you know what? My heart is not afraid. My heart is not troubled, because I know that what God has for me, what God has for you that watch me right now, what God has for you is so much better than what our government can give us. It's so much better than anything this world has to offer. And this which God has can never be taken from us. Praise the Lord forever. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. This is referring really to the rapture of the church. Praise God. Let me tell you something. at any moment now, the trump of Almighty God could sound. And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, if you're saved, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to go to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb forever. The rapture could take place at any moment. Get ready to say goodbye to this planet Earth. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming for us. I said the Lord is coming for us. We might be going through hard times today, but the Lord is coming for us. We might have to endure a great trial of afflictions today, but the Lord is coming for us. Praise God. Praise God. Keep your faith anchored in what Jesus did for you at the cross of Calvary, because the Lord is coming for us. Might be morning, evening, night, or noon, but I know one thing, He's coming very, very soon. And I'm ready to go. How about you? And the Bible says that in this we greatly rejoice. Verse 6. We greatly rejoice in all that the cross has done for us. Hallelujah. Even though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So I want to leave you, and this has been a very short exhortation today. This hasn't really been a teaching. It's just an encouragement. It's an exhortation for you and for me too. I just want to encourage you today, whatever you're going through. I mean, when you stand up for Christ and Him crucified and Christ alone, you're going to face some persecution from your family, from your church, from your neighborhood, on the job, at the school, whatever. Some of you maybe are facing economic reverses. Some, under the sound of my voice right now, as I look into this television camera, some of you are facing right now a health crisis that's threatening your very life. Others of you are facing things in your mind that you don't have the peace that you ought to have. You don't have the stability that you can have. And God sent me into your living room this week with a word. Praise God. A word of the cross. Because that's where your power lies. Hallelujah. That's where your victory is. It's in what Jesus did for you at the cross of Calvary. And as long as your faith is in that, and you're in this process of sanctification, whatever's taking place down here on this earth in your life right now pales into insignificance compared to what God has prepared for those who love Him. Hallelujah. And so, here we are in 2010, facing things the world has never dreamed possible. But yet we face them with the courage and the determination that God Almighty is still on the throne. He is still watching. He is still supervising our inheritance. He has us. Listen to this, child of God. The Lord has you and me under constant surveillance. Praise God. And He cares about and He knows about those things with which we have to do. And God has a victory with your name on it. Hallelujah. Whether it's in this world or the next, your inheritance is incorruptible. And you will not lose what God has designed specifically for your life. You will not lose it. You will not lose it. Might lose your job. Might lose your home. Might lose your reputation. Might lose a half a thousand other things down here on this planet. But you will not lose the things that God has prepared for you in glory. And that is an encouragement. You know, the scripture tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I see so many today that it's easy to see what God's up to in their lives because they have loved the things of the world so long, and they're God's children. And because God loves them, He corrects them, He chastises them, and He begins to wean them from the things of this earth. Because I can tell you this, it won't be very much longer, and Jesus Christ is going to come for His church. Hallelujah. And we are ready. We are blood washed. We're ready to go. Let me challenge you as you go into the next week to use what God has blessed your life with. If you're not experiencing any of the reverses, if you're not experiencing these terrible problems that I've mentioned, let me encourage you to use what God has blessed your life with to help someone who is in need, to encourage someone, to make somebody's day, to make somebody's week, to make somebody's month. Just help them. Just love them. Just share the things of this earth with someone in need. And always and forever keep your eyes on what Jesus did for you at the cross. And look up. Look up, because your redemption's drawing near. Jesus is soon to come. And if we're ready, oh my, we can say goodbye for once and for all to sickness. We can say goodbye for once and for all to poverty. We can say goodbye for once and for all to this old planet Earth. And we'll go to meet Him in the air just very, very soon. Heavenly Father, thank You for these few moments with the people tonight. Father God, I ask that You take this word that You've given me and drive it into our hearts as encouragement from the Holy Spirit. Father, help us to keep our eyes on the prize of the heavenly calling, knowing, Lord, that at any moment You are to return for us. And Father, we thank You for sending Jesus to the cross to purchase our redemption, to justify us and to sanctify us. In Jesus' name, we praise You for the blood of the Lamb of God today, and we apply it to our situations right now, and we believe You for victory. Lord, we believe You for victory in our physical bodies. We believe You for victory in our finances. Lord God, Father, we believe You for victory in our minds. We believe You for victory in everything that's going on in our life on this planet Earth right now. We're believing You for the victory of Jesus. But whatever comes, oh God, whatever we endure, whatever happens, Father God, we have a confidence in knowing, Lord, that Your word is true and that in heaven we have an inheritance. And we thank You for it and we believe You for it right now. And so, Father, we look for victory. We look for healing and blessing and prosperity, and we expect it. We have an expectancy from Thy word, and we believe we receive. But it doesn't matter how You choose to give it to us, when You choose to give it to us, here or there, but we trust You. And Father, we will not fear. In Jesus' name, we will have faith and we will believe You. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord for tonight's telecast. I thank God for each of you that have tuned in to watch us tonight. Why don't you write to us this week? You can write to Len and Angie Paxton, Acts 26:18 Ministries, Post Office Box 5714, that's 5714, Traverse City, Michigan, 49696. That zip code again is 49696. I'll be looking for your card and your letter. I'll be looking for your praise report for any miracles that God's been doing in your life. Amen. And above all, include your prayer request. We believe here in Acts 26:18 Ministries in a God who answers prayer. Praise God. And we want to join our faith together with yours and believe God for your mighty miracle. Amen. This is time for your miracle. Send us those prayer requests. And until next week, when you and I gather around the Word of God again, this is Evangelist Len Paxton saying, go with God, and He will go with you. Bless you now is my extreme prayer for your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you near Frederick, Maryland, and it's time to magnify the Lord. Let's read in Luke chapter 19. The Bible says this in verse 37. And when he, Jesus, was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones will immediately cry out. Praise God. Are you going to be outdone by a bunch of rocks? It's time to rejoice and to magnify the Lord in the United States of America once again. I'm standing in one of the oldest states of our country right now, the state of Maryland, praising Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of the Lord for all of you to see. I'm not ashamed that I'm a Christian. I am an American Christian. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to praise the Lord in America once again. There has to be an end to your long night of suffering and torment. You need to reach out in the name of Jesus with praises unto God right now. This economy can turn around. Your life can turn around. Your situation can turn around. This nation can be turned around if we will acknowledge Jesus once again in this United States of America. May God bless you in the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I want to welcome you to another podcast episode today. Today, I want to talk to you about how the enemy operates. Now, I realize that this is a very broad subject, and we're only going to be able to touch on a few high points in our brief time together today. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Even though our enemies are not people, Satan constantly uses people to carry out his perverted, dirty work. These ranks of demon spirits are always trying, through whatever means available, to come against the child of God. So sometimes Satan will use other people, sometimes Satan will use circumstances, sometimes he will use sickness and disease, sometimes he will use depression to try to come against the child of God. And Satan has four big objectives when it comes to hindering the work of God in our lives. Number one, Satan wants to cause us to doubt God's word. In the Garden of Eden, he planted a seed of doubt, just a little seed of doubt in the mind of Eve, and the results devastated the whole human race. And doubt will devastate. Always remember that. Doubt will devastate. Number two, Satan tries to distract us from spiritual matters. He wants to put our focus on earthly matters. He'll use television, cell phones, computers, relatives, bad news, and everything else that he can get his hands on to get our mind off the word and onto things that have no eternal value. But we must not let him do that. So far we've discussed Satan wants to cause us to doubt God's word. He wants to distract us from spiritual matters. And number three, the devil works very hard to disable us from the service of our Lord. Satan will do anything to stop us from making an impact for Christ. Satan rejoices if he can discredit us in any way. He wants to destroy our testimony. The enemy wants to keep us preoccupied with anything that prevents us from our callings before God. And so oftentimes one of his dirtiest tricks is to bring up our past. But I want to tell you today, if you're a blood-bought child of God, if you're in Christ, if you're walking with Jesus on a daily basis, your past is gone. It's behind you. Press forward in Christ today, and don't let Satan disable you from the service of Jesus. And finally, number four,
Satan wants to destroy us physically. One of his most effective efforts involves attacking our bodies. Sickness, stress, addictions, just to name a few, often consume a person's entire life. Of course, our adversary would much rather have us focus on our bodies than on spiritual things. Beloved, Satan wants to render you helpless and useless in the everyday battles that you face. He is looking, constantly looking, for ways to destroy you. But you and I, oh hallelujah, you and I, Christians, children of the King, do not have to be destroyed by the devil. Jesus Christ defeated him at the cross. And you and I can walk in total victory on a daily basis. I want you to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, verse 14 and 15. Child of God, trust in what Jesus has done for us at the cross. Put your faith in him. Resist the devil. Depend on God's Spirit. Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, your family, your life, and your ministry, because in Jesus we are victorious. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me these few moments with the people today. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless my audience right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody would say, amen and amen.
Thank you for being with us tonight for the Len Paxton Teaching Series. As always, it's a privilege and a joy to come into your hearts, lives, and homes with the Word of God. We want you to tune in again next week, as once again we'll study a great Bible subject, and we want you to be a part of our study, please. And don't forget to write to us this week with your prayer requests. Ask us for those CDs when we offer them. Man, we love to sow that into your life so that you and I together can dig into the great truths of the Word of God. You can write to us, Len and Angie Paxton, Acts 26:18 Ministries, Post Office Box 5714, that's 5714, Traverse City, Michigan, 49696. That zip code again is 49696. I'll be looking for your card or your letter. God bless you.